This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
And this is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast. It's all things business across the state of Florida. And I cannot believe it, but we are back at the annual 2022 Florida Economic Development Council's annual conference. We are in beautiful downtown St. Pete. We're at the Bayfront Hilton, incredible setting, and things are getting underway here today at the annual 2022 Florida Economic Development Council conference. We've been coming for a couple of years to the conference. Incredible opportunity to interview and talk to lots of individuals who are very engaged in helping our state's small business community grow, thrive, and succeed. And we've got with us our best friend and a top-notch co-host for Small Biz Florida, our very own Dr. Herb Ricardo, who serves as a professor with Indian River State College's School of Business. Welcome to Small Biz Florida, Dr. Ricardo.
Thanks so much, Tom. Thanks for inviting me here.
Yep, and we are kicking this whole series of segments of Small Biz Florida off with a standout economic development professional, Ms. Jennifer Taylor, who has multiple roles in this economic development ecosystem. Jennifer serves as the president and CEO of Grow FL. She also is currently, as she pointed out, the chair of the Florida Economic Development Council. But I believe you said you're throwing the gavel over this afternoon, I think. Is that
something
what?
Like that.
Something
passing
like that.
It,
passing
it,
throwing
depends
it.
Depends on
yeah.
my mood.
All right. Jennifer, welcome to Small Biz Florida.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. And it's wonderful to be here in beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, our host city. And I just appreciate you having me on and the opportunity to talk a little bit about Grow FL.
I love it. It's a great resource. Let's start, as we always do, just a little bit of background on yourself, kind of your pathway to all of these important positions that you hold in the economic development ecosystem.
Well, thank you. I have, like most of us in economic development, nobody, when they're little girls and little boys, don't say, I want to be an economic developer when I grow up. We all kind of fall into it accidentally, and that's exactly what happened to me. So about 30 years ago, my husband and I moved from Texas. He was an engineer at Lockheed Martin on the Space Coast, and I was looking for a job. And I started at the EDC there, stayed there for almost 10 years before we transferred over to the Tampa area. And then I worked 15 years for the Tampa Bay Partnership. So I had an 8-county regional scope. Most recently I was in Polk County doing, economic development for the Central Florida Development Council. And then I had this wonderful opportunity with Grow FL that has always been near and dear to my heart, but, you know, having the opportunity to really get in there and try to make a difference and help these second stage companies, it's truly the same thing as economic development. It's just a little bit different role. It's the retention. I think it's the retention part, keeping those growing companies here in Florida, because I guarantee you other states are looking at these growing companies and they're going to do what they can to try to get them to come to their states. And we want to keep them in Florida.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never really thought of it that way, but they are really, they're good targets, as you say, for other states.
They are indeed.
Wow. Yep. Good point. So talk to us a little bit about Grow FL. Start us off with kind of the mission and the purpose of Grow FL.
Well, it's really pretty simple. Without giving you word for word what our mission statement is and our vision, We are here to help second stage companies. Those are defined as companies that have between 6 and 150 employees and that have anywhere between $750,000 a year in revenue up to $100 million. So these are companies that aren't in the startup arena. They've kind of made it. They're not waking up saying, is my business going to even get kicked off? It's done right. That. They've got employees. They're doing what they need to do. But just like any CEO, they're facing challenges, right? They're growing and they don't really know how to get help. And this was really kind of, a lot of this came out of the Edward Lowe Foundation in Michigan. Edward Lowe was the inventor of kitty litter. And when he felt like when he was growing his business, he didn't have resources. And he was determined that when he made it, that he started this operational wow. foundation to help second stage companies. And it's really connecting CEOs to CEOs. My board members are CEOs. It's all about giving them tools that they might need and just a voice to say, this is what I'm going through right now.
Right.
And to hear someone else say, yeah, I went through that myself. And how can I help you? How can I mentor, guide you? And so that's really about helping those second stage companies grow and create jobs in the state of Florida.
What are some of the specific tactics and strategies that GrowFL uses? Is it mainly based on CEO roundtable type, mentoring, coaching, or do you have specific tools and resources?
We have a variety of programs. There are a few programs that are come down from the Edward Lowe Foundation. So they are programs that other states use as well. And then we have our own set of programs. So it's anything from matching up mentors to mentees. There is an American Academy of Entrepreneurship that folks go through. There's System for Integrated Growth. So there's all kinds of different programs that depending on where they are and what their needs are, we find the right place, wow. the right fit for them.
And again, speak to the idea in the state of Florida as an economic development professional. I mean, we really do. Now, again, I can't speak for other states, but we have an awful lot of resources to help entrepreneurs, startups, second stage. I mean, between the SBDC, we've got some very strong SCORE chapters across the state. We've got GrowFL. I mean, quite the support system for small business. Speak to that. Is that a fair statement about what's going on in Florida?
Absolutely, it's a fair statement. Florida really. I mean, we during COVID, businesses stayed. We tried not to shut them down for too long. We wanted the businesses to continue to grow and to help them grow in any way we could. But COVID, that was a tough time for these second stage companies. But amazingly, so many of them have really been so resilient and come through that. It's great to see that they've not only thrived, but they've actually even created jobs. And it's just, Florida is a great place for these type of companies
right.
compared to other states.
Yeah. Wow. Terrific. Absolutely terrific. And just kind of following up a little bit with that, do you provide and help the CEOs with networking with other organizations or even community organizations?
That is a big part of what we do, because what we have heard over and over again is that they want to be connected to other CEOs. So if it's not just about the programs they go to, that does connect them, but that's more of a one-on-one or peer-to-peer. They want these. We have chapters. GrowFL has 4 chapters right. throughout the state, and they meet quarterly, and it gives them, a place right. to go to be amongst peer-to-peers and others like them.
Yeah, individuals who have, the same right. issues, right? The right. same, they're
yes.
going through the same particular challenges and problems or whatever, and they can talk and support each other and have ideas to work on that.
Yeah, and when I was back in my younger days as a small business owner and operator, really one of the most valuable processes that we engaged in was when we brought, again, other CEOs, other owners of the same type of business I was in, the same industry. We sat down for a couple of days. We threw our financials up on the table. We shared information about how we ran the business, shared financial ratios. So really that one, for me, probably was one of the most valuable activities I engaged in as a business owner.
Yeah. And in fact, at our last chapter event up in Jacksonville, it was a great event. We had Don Fox, who is the CEO of Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs was born in Florida. They were born out of Jacksonville. And he gave us the whole story of how they got where they are today. And I don't know that I didn't know this. You may know it. But last year, Firehouse Subs sold the company to Burger King for $1
billion.
Wow. That's a success story.
I did not know that.
Wow. Yes.
And $1 billion with a B?
With a B, yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a dream for these entrepreneurs. I mean, and they did it. And it literally is generation of firefighters and a family that started it. Yeah.
What are some of the? I know that on my email, in fact, pretty regularly, I get a Grow FL notice. You guys do some annual recognition events to recognize Florida's top, I think it's companies to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Talk to us a little bit about that list and how that comes about and how often do you do that?
Well, it is our signature program. It's our signature event. It's really the one main big event that we do. And it is not that there's anything wrong with conference room and hotel, but it's a production. I mean, it is a production. We had it at Hard Rock Live at Universal last year. This year, we're looking at the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center in Orlando. So it's a huge production. Oh. But this came out of Edward Lowe Foundation. So Edward Lowe says these entrepreneurs, these second stage companies need recognition. They need to be, and when they come, so it's a long process. We're already accepting nominations for this year. So we'll get anywhere between 250 and 350 applications for these second stage companies. And then we have a pretty sophisticated method for, breaking that down and the judging. And then we come up with 70 or so finalists. And out of those, we come up with the 50 honorees.
Nice.
And so every February, usually the third week of February, we come together and I'm telling you, I have attended as an economic developer because when companies won in my community, I went. You cry. I mean, there's not a dry to hear. So a couple of the stories this year, if I can tell you, were Body Armor Direct is in South Florida. And he said when he got a phone call one day, so he does bulletproof vest and something that you wouldn't even know was a bulletproof vest, like a T-shirt.
Right.
He had a phone call from a weeping police officer in another state who said, "You saved my life last night." And that just, that tugs at your heart. He's knowing what, And then Yo Mama's Foods is right here in Pinellas County in St. Petersburg. And Yo Mama, he was so proud. He could not find a pasta sauce that tasted like what his grandmother and mother made. And so it's because they made it with all natural ingredients, no sugar, just, all fresh herbs and spices. And he started in, I believe, 2017. Today, his pasta sauce is the number one bestseller on Amazon.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's just terrific to hear these stories. Do you all provide any kind of training specifically? Do you have any training programs? Obviously, you talk about CEOs. CEOs have, certainly moved up through the ranks or whatever. But is there any form of training program that you all offer?
We may call it training, but it's training CEOs. It's really putting them through different programs to train them really to get what they need to go to that, to be able to move their company to the next level. But a training specific program, they're all kind of, we look at them all as kind of training and
leadership sometimes. Leadership.
Oh, lots of leadership.
Yeah. And that's what, certainly looking at. That's great. I mean, working with these organizations, there's a lot of talk about startup companies, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of talk about the Fortune 500 companies. Mm-hmm. But it's those day-to-day, as you talk about, 6 to 100 employees, somewhere between 500 million and, I think
you're
750,000. I think that's really terrific to be recognizing, the ones that are really been struggling sometimes or wanting to move up through, to the next chapter.
And then I tell you, as an economic developer, before I you know, was in economic development, I'd just drive. But now, you know, when you pass these different buildings, you wonder, like, what company is in there? What are they doing? What are they making?
Right.
What service are they offering? Because they're a dime a dozen.
Right.
I mean, it's so much fun to see the diversity of, you know, we work with a lot of manufacturers, but we also work with engineering firms, IT, R&D, biomedical. So really the gamut.
Wow. Great.
And of course, you are obviously have a history and been very involved in the Florida Economic Development Council. But what other partners, collaborators do you work closely with at GrowFL?
Boy, we work with a lot of different folks. We work with the Florida Economic Development Council. We work very closely with the Edward Lowe Foundation. Partners all over the state, really. Work with the state of Florida. We have a recent partnership with Enterprise Florida. They came in and said they recognize the fact that we GrowFL can be looked at as a retention tool for them,
right?
Because oftentimes when economic development organizations or Enterprise Florida gets a call from a local company, if they don't meet a certain capital investment, if they don't meet a certain number of jobs growing,
right,
there's really no incentives. And so it's like, oh, well, how can we really help? Well, GrowFL can help. We can tell you about these different programs depending on what you're facing at the moment. So there's no clear path of you start here and then you do this program. It's start where you need to be, and then we'll take you where you need to go from there.
Nice. And again, Small Biz Florida, one of our primary missions here with this podcast is to make sure that the Florida small business community, small business owners and operators are aware of all the resources that are out there. So how does one get engaged with GrowFL? Website, phone number.
You know, I think most of us we're totally remote. So there's two of us on staff, but I have a very engaged advisory board. But growfl.com is the and it is GrowFL.
Yeah.
We joke about when GrowFL was first initiated, they wanted it to be Grow Florida.
Right.
However, that name was already taken by a cannabis company in Florida. So
naturally, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So we are GrowFL, but many people still get it confused, and that's okay. But
so growfl.com, and then
growfl.com. My information's there. Hannah is my team member, and Hannah's in Fort Myers. I'm in Lakeland.
Okay.
But we'll go to anywhere that any place we need to go within the state to do what we need to do.
And on that growfl.com, we can see who's last year, the 50 to watch, and we can kind of follow what's happening. And sounds like to me, Small Biz Florida needs to be at the party, the celebration there in February.
I'm telling you, it is a party.
Okay.
It is a party. And, you know, we had one of our winners this year. He brought people, they bring their mothers or grandmothers or children there. I mean, their staff. This one company that won, he purchased three tables. He had 24 because he had a staff. He wanted all of his staff because they're his team that helped him get to where he is today. And they're so proud, as they should be.
All right. Dr. Ricardo, anything else?
No, I think this is absolutely terrific. Thank you so much
for
being part of this.
It is Jennifer Taylor, who is the outgoing chair of the Florida Economic Development Council and the incoming, relatively new president and CEO with GrowFL. Jennifer, great program. Thank you for all you've done over the years for Florida's small business community.
Thank you for all that you do. I appreciate the time and appreciate you both inviting me to join you today.
Absolutely. And it is Small Biz Florida, and we are going to be here for a couple of days at the beautiful Bayfront Hilton in downtown St. Pete. And we are here to talk about all things business and all things economic development. So with that, stay tuned to more segments coming to you from Small Biz Florida.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.